Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Now listen, I want to speak for a few moments today about the foolishness of resting on ourselves, trusting in ourselves to get us right with God. And self-righteous people prefer their own work and their own character to that of Christ Jesus. Now that's true. You see, religious folks tend to place confidence in themselves rather than on the doing and dying of Christ alone. And by doing so, they ignore what the Bible plainly states. And here it is, Jeremiah 2:37. It says this, "The Lord has rejected thy confidences, and you shall not prosper in them." You see, look, listen to me, my dear friend. Oh, yes. The sinner's only hope, my only hope, your only hope is outside of yourself. It's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and in Christ alone. But religious folks reject Christ, choosing instead religious observances, good works, prayers, experiences, devotions, whatever. And they think that by being upright and decent, then they have a claim to the mercy of God, if indeed they need mercy at all. And by being devout, they think that they have made themselves acceptable to God. After all, divine favor, they reason, should be ours because, well, we've made our best efforts, tried our best. We were decent, reliable, and upright. But don't you see the grave and fatal error of this kind of thinking? They've found in themselves a resting place, and that's stupid, because God has already condemned the so-called righteousness of man. For there's none righteous, no, not one. And look, these people think that they've found peace because they're religious, they're decent, they pray. But therefore, what they're doing is they are resting on themselves. But the sinner's own character, no matter how improved his character is, and no matter how renovated, that character cannot furnish the foundation for acceptance before God. The sinner's character can't heal the breach between himself and God. God is perfectly holy and righteous and can accept nothing but perfection, and the sinner has nothing but imperfection to present. He has imperfect prayers, imperfect worship, imperfect thoughts about God, and everything he does is stained with imperfection. Say, you're judging me. No, I'm telling you the truth. You got to get off this righteous, religious, self-righteous trip. Remember, before we can worship, we've got to be already accepted. An unacceptable worshiper cannot produce acceptable worship. And this is why Jesus Christ is our only hope. He has done everything required of us, and he's done it to perfection. He has worked perfectly, prayed perfectly, worshipped perfectly. And we've got to accept this perfection as accomplished on our behalf. And we've got to receive it by faith alone and approach God in the name of Jesus Christ alone. Yes, Christ alone is your hope, my hope, our hope. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.